Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House is in session in Harrisburg this week, and we are doing our best to try and pull together something on the state budget. Well, what's going on right now?
Yes, meetings among the State House, Senate, and the Wolf administration, Governor Wolf administration, continued this week as the General Assembly works toward the adoption of a 2015-16 budget that increases the state's investment in public and higher education while keeping spending in check. Both chambers have been working to position several pieces of legislation that will make up the 2015-16 state budget, in addition to separate bills to make necessary reforms to the state pension and liquor systems, among other trailer bills that are budget related. The goal of the liquor system reforms is to improve customer convenience. Pension reforms for future state and school district employees are aimed at helping to better meet the growing costs of pension obligations while saving taxpayer dollars, would not impact current existing employees. Votes on portions of the budget plan are expected to begin throughout the weekend and into the next week.
Also, there's been some action on an issue that's somewhat controversial, and that has to do with some statewide exams that seniors in Pennsylvania were going to be required to take. What's going on with this?
Yes, probably good news for our educators and students. The House advanced legislation to delay the implementation of the Keystone exam as a graduation requirement for Pennsylvania high school students until the 2018-19 school year. Currently, the class of 2017 will be required to take and pass the Keystone exam in Algebra 1, Literature, and Biology in order to graduate. This delay will allow the time for the Pennsylvania Department of Education to reevaluate the policy and recommend potential changes while granting school district students and their families more preparation time. The delay is also being sought to ensure that exams are not prohibiting students from seeking vocational and technical education opportunities in the trades, since one of the major concerns of job creators is a shortage of skilled workers. In addition to the exam delay, Senate Bill 880 would require the Department of Education to investigate alternatives to the exams and issue its findings and recommendations within 6 months. The legislation now returns to the state Senate for concurrence.
Also, as we get close to the end of the year, there's an application deadline coming up for an important program that affects many senior citizens. What's going on here?
Yes, very popular program. Eligible Pennsylvania homeowners and renters who have not applied this year for the state's property tax merit rebate have until December 31st to file for rebates for the preceding year. That's for the 2014 program. Now, I know a lot of people have already filed earlier this year, but for those that have not, it's not too late. The program provides property tax and rent relief for eligible Pennsylvanians age 65 and older, widows and widowers age 50 and older, and people with permanent disabilities age 18 and older. The income limit is $35,000 a year for homeowners and $15,000 annually for renters. However, 50% of the Social Security income is excluded, not counted, when determining eligibility, and the maximum standard rebate is up to $650. For more information on free assistance and filling out the forms, please contact my district offices in Wellsboro or Troy in Bradford County.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.